Good morning, it's John at Ridge Floor Care.
Hey, good morning, John. It's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Just fine, Jeremiah.
Good. Is this a good time, or are you busy right now?
Yeah, it's an excellent time. Thank you.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I got your web registration here, and I just wanted to chat with you for a little bit to kind of see what you were looking for exactly.
Okay. I'm looking to either lease or purchase a truck mount, a van and truck mount for carpet and tile cleaning. I would think the purchase price would run between $60,000 and $65,000, somewhere in that.
Do you already have a vendor picked out where you know what truck and truck mount you're looking at?
I just talked to the dealer this morning, and it is through Interlink. And it would be like a Chevy van and with either a Sapphire unit or a Hydromaster unit in there. Are you familiar with carpet cleaning machines at all? Or?
No, not 100%. So is that a good machine?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Is that one of the best ones, or what, is it a...
Yeah.
Okay. And is this new or is it used?
It would be new. Okay. They'd have to. They've got the van in stock, but it would take probably about a week or 2 weeks to get the unit in that I'd be looking at.
Okay, so it's a kind of a custom thing that they put together for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Do you have any vans right now with the truck mounts or no?
Yeah, I have two.
Okay, good. So business is good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. How long have you guys been in business for?
19 years.
Oh, wow. Good for you. Are you 100% owner of the business?
Yes, I am.
All right. Did you try going, getting financing through the dealership?
They're going to be checking on that for me also.
Okay.
So, he told me to call around, for other sources also.
Absolutely. So, well, it sounds like we can definitely do something for you. You're obviously trying to handle this pretty quickly.
Okay. As quick as I can. This let me explain to you my situation and see if you can do anything for me. Personally, I'm going through a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. The business itself has no debt on it at this time. The trucks that I got, we finished paying off last year on there. So according to the bankruptcy trustee, I can't guarantee a loan or get a personal loan. And we've got 1 year left on that. If it was set up for 5 years, something like that.
Okay, so you're going through it right now. It's already been processed, or how does that? Where are you at in that situation?
In the Chapter 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was set for 5 years.
Okay.
And so there's one year left on that. We've been in it for 4 years.
Okay, and that's on it's on your personal.
Yeah,
credit, right?
My wife and I, personal.
Okay.
See, we had purchased a commercial building back in 2005, and then through the recession, we lost that building. So that
that's what did it right there.
Yeah, and the bank when we negotiated with them. They said they weren't going to come after deficiency. Well, that only lasted 6 months. And then...
yep. The whole bank. I understand.
Otherwise, I probably would have settled it a little bit differently.
Right.
But anyway.
Hey, it's okay. It happens. I still think we might be able to do something for you. What do you guys do in sales there for your business?
Last year, I think we were right at about 360,000.
Okay. And this year, are you guys trending to do the same or a little more?
Yeah, I think the average was about 31,000 through the end of June.
30 to 31,000. Okay.
So, yeah, what is that? That's about 186,000. So, yeah, about the same.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, so our application process is pretty simple. I am just going to need a short, it's like a half a page of an application. Just get your personal info on there.
Okay.
And then I will need 4 months of your bank statements, your business
okay.
bank statements, and then your most recent tax return. Did you guys file for 2015?
Yeah, business-wise, I did.
Yeah, business-wise, I don't need personal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll just need that, just the page that shows your sales, though. I don't need the entire tax return.
Oh, okay.
So just the page that shows how much you guys did last year for 2015. So what I can do, John, is I'll shoot you an email with a list of items that I would need. And also, do you happen to have a quote or an invoice of that truck and van?
No. I just went in a discussion this morning with them.
Okay. Okay, but you can get it eventually, right?
Yeah, I could get one within 24 hours.
Okay. Well, sweet. Why don't we do this? Why don't you get me the application and the documents that I need? I'll work on getting you the approval. Once we get the approval, then we'll go ahead and get that quote or invoice. How does that sound?
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
That sounds good.
I will send. I have your email here as johngartner9@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. I'll send it over there. How soon do you think you can get everything back to me?
I could probably get it back to you within a couple hours.
Okay, perfect. That sounds good. The sooner you do that, the sooner I can get it to my underwriter, so, and work on getting you this approval.
Okay, very good.
Sounds
Thank
good,
you.
John. Do you want to take down my number real quick in case you need me?
Yeah, I certainly can. Go ahead. I'm ready.
Okay, it's 858-909-8867. My name is Jeremiah. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out.
Okay.
Okay, but give me about 5 minutes. I'll put something together, send it over, and then I'll look forward to your email later on today.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
Thanks,
you
John.
Very much.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
No.